Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There's a very, very important line of the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amun Aleph in Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara is defining for us what is considered a kli shemalachto le'iser. When it comes to mukzah, we've discussed many different categories, and one of them is considered a kli shemalachto le'iser. And the Gemara says, talking about different types of candles and oils, and the Gemara says, since it's a particular type of candle that can be used, chazi lekasos beimana, it's able to be used to cover up a kli, cover up something, a bowl or a cup of water, therefore that's considered a kli. So this becomes very, very relevant, how one defines a kli. Because on one hand, we have a category of muksa that's called muksa machmas gufo. That's inherently also, it's not called a kli. And something else that's called the kli, although the main purpose is for davar iser, but it's still called the kli. The difference is, a muksa machmas gufa, as I described the other day, something like a rock, you can never move it. But a kli shemachtol iser, you can move it if it's letzarach gufo or letzarach mekomo. And that's very clearly stated in the Shulchan Aruch when he writes in Simen Shin Ches Siv Zayin, the following din. He says, davar she'ein bo shayiches lekli. Any object that has no connection to a kli, there's no purpose for it, could go in tsroros, o avanim, pebbles, or rocks, afa pi shiruyin lechasos ben kli, even though you could use it to cover something up, asa l'taltum. So something has to be inherently a kli in order to be usable. V'chol davar, the Ramah adds, v'chol davar she'eino kli, klal, aser l'taltalo, afilu l'tzorach gufo, kol shekein l'tzorach mekomo. Something that's not a kli cannot be used for itself, nor to if you need the place. So it's a very challenging thing. How do you define a kli? What's the definition of kli? So one area that's discussed, one particular example, is paper. Is an empty piece of paper, is that considered a kli, or is it not considered a kli? But Moshe Feinstein was asked this question in a long tshuva. He doesn't respond very longly, but he was asked a series of questions in Chelek Hei Bor Chaim, Simen Chav Beis. So there were a number of questions asked him, around 38 questions. Question number Chav Gimel, he was asked very straightforward, what's the din of a plain piece of paper? And Ramosha says, it's aser because it's not called a kli. It's a muksa machmas gufo. That's how Ramosha paskins. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins as well. That's a muksa machmas gufo. It's like a rock and no purpose. However, the Magen Avraham writes that he thinks it's muksa machmas cheson kis. A different type of category, which we haven't discussed yet, is something that you're concerned that something might get ruined in it, and that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah, at the beginning of Simen Shin Ches, where we're talking about all of Hilchos Muksa, the Mishnah Berurah writes, when talking about certain types of pencils and pens that people are makbid, that they shouldn't get ruined, he gives an example of a niyar chalak, a plain piece of paper, she'omer l'ksiva, since it's people use it to write on it, therefore, you don't want it to get ruined, you don't want it to get ripped or wrinkled or bent, and therefore, it's muksa machmas cheson kis. So it's clear then from the Mishnah Berurah, you could only describe muksa machmas cheson kis if it's a kli to start off with. So therefore, a rock is a muksa machmas gufo. So what are we going to say about a paper? So either it's muksa machmas gufo, or the Mishnah Berurah says it's muksa machmas cheson kis. What do you say bizman hazeh, however? Bizman hazeh, where people are not so makbid on piece of paper, if it gets ruined, it's very cheap and they're not so makbid, would it still be muksa machmas chesron kis? So Ramosha writes in a different tshuva, in Chelek Dalad Simon Ayin Beis, he does think it's muksa machmas chesron kis, because even though it doesn't cost a lot of money, no one takes plain piece of paper and just crumbles it. A rock, you know, you take, you just throw it, then no one's going to just ruin paper. Yes, if it gets ruined, no one's going to get upset, but no one just gets rid of it. So you are mocked of keeping it clean and unfolded. But but Rav Ozner writes, in Chelek Tes, Simon Ayin Ches, Rav Yasha writes it as well, since nowadays paper is so cheap, it's so easily to get, therefore it's not muksa machmas cheson kis. So it's very, very important, bizman hazeh, how one categorizes paper. If paper is muksa machmas cheson kis, you can't move it either. If it's muksa machmas gufo, like a rock, you can't move it. But if it's just simply muksa, it's a kli shel machto le'iser, but it's not chesron kis, then one would be able to move paper if he needs to use the paper itself, or if he needs to use it, the place that it's in, tzarach l'makomo. Halacha l'maisa, a person should be stringent and not move it, if possible, but if he does need to move it, l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach l'makomo, one can certainly rely on Rav Osner and Rav Yashiv to move it, if it's tzarach gufo, or l'tzarach l'makomo.